Welcome to WTF Podcast Whispers, Tales,
Hey.
and Frights. I'm
Yeah.
Sydney.
I'm Kristen.
Okay, and today's date is the 31st.
Yay.
January 31st.
We are about to be in February.
We're about to be in February. January is almost, it's pretty much over.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 1 month in of 2024, talk about moving fast. We have 11 more months to go.
Is that fast?
Like already 1 month down. I mean, I think it's fast. I think that.
I guess.
We were really just having our waiting to exhale moment.
We were.
And then now that it's February 1st.
I know. Which, you know what? I've been meaning to send to the group chat about doing this year actually sticking to the doing our savings for Christmas.
Oh yeah. Didn't you already put it up there?
Did I?
I thought you did.
I know I had typed it. I don't know if I hit send.
No, I think you did.
Because y'all hoes will be responding.
I think, yeah, we don't. I think I liked it. I know I did.
You guys are hearing the Christmas 2024 plans. So
right. Like, we can literally skip January and start February. That's 11 months. I did the calculations.
Okay.
So I guess we can just jump on into our WTF moment.
Yeah. Okay. So let me tell you. So you see, I took my braids out, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really paying attention. I was watching 2020 special, Gypsy Rose, and all that.
Oh, I gotta watch
and
that.
And so I was just like sniffing and sniffing. And I went, and it sounded a little thick. It was a little thicker than down here. I said,
no.
Oh, that didn't seem right. So I unraveled. I was just like, okay, this isn't too much.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was back here, and it stopped right here.
Did you cut your hair?
I cut about like 3 inches off my hair.
Oh, wow. No.
But it's back here. It's in the back.
Okay.
And it's only on one side. So.
I did that before. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I cut like the left side of my hair, like a chunk in the front. I was like, Sydney, really?
It was like, and I didn't even, I was gonna braid like the part I cut. I said, I'm not even gonna do that to myself.
Oh man, I hate when that happens. I really
and I took it out, like I compare both sides. So like, it's this side that's short. It's like right here and this side's here.
I mean, I think we're getting old enough, too old to take our hair, that we might actually go to the shop. Now I'm seeing why people go to the shop.
I guess. I mean, I wasn't paying attention. And I felt it. The scissors, they felt, it was a little thicker.
Yeah.
It wasn't a nice, easy cut. And I said,
oh,
seemed to have a little more volume.
It'll grow back, right?
Yeah. It'll grow back. But I was just like,
No.
And again, after that, I said, dry January. I can't even drink a glass of wine after this.
Oh, my God. This week has really been a week where I wanted to drink. I'm not going to lie.
Me too. I got Olipop right now. So I'm like, okay, probiotics.
I've been drinking my water. Look, we got 3 more days or 4 more days, whatever you want to. It's like actually really hard, and it's like this the whole 3 weeks I haven't really felt the whole effects of dry January, but until this week I was like, what the fuck. Like this week I got sick, and I'm not there's a bug going around, and now my parents are sick because my mom's blaming on me, because you know we went to the bridal show on Sunday.
Yeah, how was that?
It was really fun. It was fun. Yeah. We saw a bunch of vendors, and so there's another one in April or May, so I was gonna invite, you know, everybody out there who wants to go. But yeah, my mom told me about this. Like, my mom just sends me stuff all the time about the wedding. Like, she's just like spores me, like stuff on Instagram. I'll be like, oh, I just like it, or I attend. So, but I got sick this week, and so like, I don't really have a deep WTF because I was at home for the bulk of the week. But I will say I was indulging in Tubi movies.
Oh.
And Tubi movies, they're pretty good.
I gotta get on Tubi. I gotta get in it. Because one, I just want to see the wigs. That's all.
The wigs? Wigs. Oh,
the wigs. The wigs I see on social media.
Yeah.
lot, man.
I
It's just
well, I
like,
will say this. There's a couple of movies that they actually have their weave laid out. It's just sometimes like the Marriage Pass. I don't know who made that, so this is free advertisement for you guys. It was pretty decent. I'm not gonna lie. So start with that Tubi movie,
and
and then
isn't Marcus Houston in like a lot of them?
I haven't got to those yet.
Okay.
But then there's like some with like really bad acting. And
Ooh.
it's like, so it's, but the storyline is just so, it's not like creative storyline. It's like a typical, like, you know, a typical storyline that's like interesting to the point where it's like, it's funny, I guess. I don't know. It's, it to be having me, cra it's cracking me up. And then there's some that are like too bad that's like, what the freak am I watching? Okay, anyways,
Right. Okay. Pivot.
so I guess we'll pivot
Pivot.
to WTF current events.
Current events. All right.
Okay.
Well, because I watch the Kansas Chiefs
Oh.
and the Baltimore Ravens game.
Oh, we know who won there. The
I'm not
Chiefs,
happy
if
about
y'all
it.
don't know. Oh,
Yes,
really?
yes.
You want the Ravens to win? I didn't watch it though.
Yes,
Oh.
because the main thing was earlier this week, there were articles, so many articles about Taylor Swift and her girl gang doing the swag and surf.
Oh,
What is this
God.
dance that Taylor Swift has created? And I said, what?
Wait, what? That's what it's been saying?
Yes.
Are you kidding me? Let
Exactly.
me go on the internet, right? See, you know what?
And so now, but now the articles you'll see talking about it, it's going to have a little disclaimer and say this article has been edited to include details about Atlanta culture and swag and surf and the creators of the dance and the song.
Okay. Don't make
Yeah.
me start hating on Taylor. I like Taylor Swift now. Now, I can say, why
But
the
then,
hell are we like, why are we
but I'm
looking
like,
at her in NFL?
I know, but I was just like, okay, it's not her fault.
No, it's not.
Because, I mean, well, it is their fault for how bad they were doing it. But it was cold. Maybe, I don't know. But
Somebody said it was whitewater rafting, not swag surf.
yeah. Yeah.
It's like, oh no, don't do Taylor Swift like that.
But it's just like she's not the one acting like she created it.
Yeah.
It's the
The media.
stupid people writing these articles. I'm like, y'all, what are you doing? Where have you been, honestly? Like for the past 20 years, where have you been? And I was just like,
Exactly.
one, is it because I feel like one, we know it because I mean we grew up here.
Yeah.
I'm like, was swag and surf not on everybody's radio station? Not done all everywhere, but I feel
You
like it
know, it's
was.
so hard to say because I remember swag surf in college. And like our culture, you know, we're so involved in our thing as Black people doing swag surf. You know, it's a cultural thing that I don't know if any, it's a possibility nobody outside was not listening to the
True.
same thing.
I guess. And then it's just like, I don't know, little viral moments and it's stuff like that. Cause it's just like, if you say penne pasta, does everybody else think of Soulja Boy? Cause I
No,
always,
I don't think so.
gosh, I'm like, does anybody else see that
But
clip?
swag surf now it's like on the internet. So I'm like, do y'all really not see it on the internet at all? Like, nobody experienced swag surf for the past 20 years? Nowhere?
I guess. I don't know.
That's a really, I mean, I don't know. I
Yeah.
mean, for us, it's hard to believe, but I mean, it could be reality for some people.
I guess, yeah,
I'm not
but
even gonna. I'm not even gonna front. There was one time where I was dancing for a hockey team, and I think he was like the director of the hockey team, and he also was coordinating with us. We were called the Glad Girls, and he sent out an email to our coach and included everybody on the team, so all the dancers, and was like, does anybody know about this HBCU thing? Like, how can we get in contact with this HBCU thing so that we can incorporate it into the hockey? Because it was a hit at the Atlanta Hawks game. Like,
yeah.
where can we get this HBCU thing at? And we're like,
Oh.
Why is he referring
Oh,
to it as like it's
dang.
like a product or a business?
Event,
Yeah,
like
like
as a
a
trend or something like
yeah.
that.
And it's like,
Oh.
are you kidding? I've never heard of that. So yeah,
Don't you
no, I can
notice?
believe Swag Surf. Nobody. Yeah.
I guess, but damn, come on now. Damn, I don't know, but all right, I
Yeah,
guess.
so oh, so my current event that I saw today, I actually saw it today. So I know we were talking about it last week, Krishan and Blueface. So Krishan
Yeah, I
came
saw
back
that.
out. Oh, you saw? She came
I
back
saw
out with her tattoo, a portrait, a mural of Blueface on her cheek. Like,
it.
what the heck? What the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
It, and it's right here.
It's
It's all
right
on
on
your
the cheek.
gosh.
It's
'Cause I'm
so
like, it's
vivid.
but what? Ugh,
It'd be so
Sabine.
random. It'd be so random because, like, the last thing I heard from them that I even saw on the internet was like they were fighting and he got married to another baby mama. Like, they weren't
But
even.
now, like, and she's like going to testify for him in court, and the person he's engaged to isn't coming to court. And I'm like,
I didn't even know that.
yes, girl, I know this because I don't want to know it. I didn't choose
It's
to
all
know
over the
this.
social
It
media.
was
It's all over.
bestowed upon me. I don't
It
want to know.
literally is. It's like, how, what is going on? But it, unpopular opinion. You know, saying I ain't gonna lie, whoever did that tattoo has some skills, man.
Okay. Yes, because I said, oh, that looks just like him. I know who that
Exactly.
is. I don't have to like that, the detail, the shading, his
The
jaw, his nose,
shading.
and it was just like I said,
I was like,
oh,
damn. Okay,
yeah.
artist, I see you. I mean,
Yeah. I was just like, so I was mad, but I respected the artwork.
yeah, I did
I
respect
said,
that artwork.
oh.
Not to mention, she also has a damn tattoo of him on her neck.
She covered that up.
Oh, she did. So
Yes.
I don't get somebody said in the comments, yeah, can they study her brain when she passes?
Gosh, that I don't know if we want to. Lord.
Was like,
That could
wow.
be like, I don't know, biological warfare to do that on someone. So, but
That was, yeah, it could be. It's definitely, that was definitely a WF, WTF, because I was like, what the
it
fuck,
sure would.
girl?
Sure would. Yeah.
Get it together.
Yeah.
What's that? What's that? Get it together.
Gosh.
Any politics news?
Politics news. I mean, it's just all a cluster.
It
All a
is.
cluster.
Well,
There
Nikki
was.
Haley didn't win New Hampshire.
No.
Yeah.
But Trump won.
Yeah, Trump won. You know,
Yeah.
I was thinking about it because last week we were talking about Nikki Haley and how, oh my God, we don't want her to win, right? But
Yeah.
I actually, if I was in one of these states, I would vote for her because I would want her to
Yeah.
win because she'll be easier to beat.
Yes. Yeah, so that's what I was, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know. It's well, she was very close, and they said it was close.
Yeah, it was like 1,000 some.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So I don't
it was
know.
pretty.
I don't know if she's gonna keep remaining in the race, but
I know. Oh, current events, because this has popped off last night and today.
uh-oh.
Meg and Nicki
Nicki
Minaj.
Minaj. Oh, what
Lord,
is going on with that?
man, because the bars Meg dropped in Hiss. Because she
Oh,
said, don't
yeah.
worry about Megan, worry about Megan's Law. Like, if you don't know what Megan's Law is, that is basically saying any sex offender can't go to a public playground or park. And it's just like, and she's not literally adding Nicki or anything or her husband,
Yeah.
but the fact that she said that and Nicki knew she was
Yeah.
talking about her, and that's when she went on that whole tangent. I'm like, you just giving yourself up.
Nikki
And
was like so pressed.
she's been so pressed this whole weekend.
Yes, it was like a good 72 hours of just press.
Lord.
I was like, girl, if you don't just
Lord.
go take some notes from Beyonce
Gosh. And
and not
so,
say anything.
you know, Meg's like this whole anime
Yeah.
fan. And so she posted a picture from an anime with tiger lilies. I think that's what it was.
Oh,
And
really?
so, and people were like, oh, dang, she means business. And I'm like, well, what does this mean? basically it's from this anime. This guy, he was just like, you know, super nice, was did everything for everyone, was stepped on, treated like dirt. And finally he said, enough's enough. And he kind of like yeeted everybody.
Ooh.
And so people were like, okay, yeah, Meg ain't playing nice no more.
No, she's not playing nice. I mean, are you
No.
Team
And I'm
Meg or
like,
are you
and I
Team
don't
Nikki?
blame her.
Yeah.
No. And I was so, because I was looking at like scrolling through TikTok and I see people recording Nikki's live and everything, and the
Yeah.
comments in the live saying, free Tori,
Yeah, I saw.
kill the
Yeah, I saw that.
stallion.
I
I
saw it.
said, what?
It
Are
was
you
like,
serious?
it was, yeah. You gotta understand. Look, it's the one thing I'm learning right now is that there is a shitload of people in this world. So although I see
Yeah.
my timeline and the people that I follow is like supporting Megan,
Yeah.
there's a whole
Yeah.
universe out there that's like supporting
I
Tori.
know.
It's
Yeah,
just like
because
the
it's
Trump
which
thing.
that, yeah.
Are you team Meg or are you team Nikki?
I don't want to be teams anymore. Though I appreciate the I love the beef, like the rap culture beef. I love it. I
Yeah.
love, you know, that whole thing. But then I don't want black women to go against black women.
I agree with that.
Sick of that. But
Oh, you break. Oh,
anyway,
you're breaking up.
Meg,
Oh, you're Team Meg.
no. Yeah. That no wasn't for Meg. The no was for breaking up. I don't like technology sometimes.
Okay, let the record be shown that Kristen is for Team Meg.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, let, yeah, I guess we'll pivot to
Pivot.
Am I the Asshole story.
Let's
Kristen, take it
see.
away.
Oh, let's take it away. Oh, this seems insane.
Okay.
So I, 24 female, have been living with my roommate, 26 female, for 3 years. For context, my roommate is a strict vegan and has been since she was 14. However, I am not. This has never been a problem since I think people can do whatever they want with their lives, and I have never tried to change her mind about being vegan. So here's where the problem starts. My roommate is a bit of a plant lady. She's been collecting and raising different types of plants for years and has amassed quite a collection. She even puts her little sticker labels with the name she's given them. She's truly one of those diehard plant ladies. I think this is cool and have never really interacted with them besides warning them when she's out of town. It really doesn't get in my way of life or anything, so I don't care if she's obsessed with it, and I'm glad she has a hobby. 2 months ago, she visited a conference on animal products and came back with a more fiery spirit. She started going to events regularly, becoming a local activist, started preaching to people in the street, etc. Now, this isn't a problem. She's a human being who can believe whatever she wants, or at least it wasn't a problem until every conversation which with her has transformed into telling me why I should go vegan. Why I'm evil for consuming animal products and how I should be ashamed that I'm not vegan. This seemed weird since she hasn't acted like this prior to the conference, but it had gotten so common I started waking up early to go to work so I could eat my eggs in the parking lot of my job so I don't have to hear her rant. That's insane. Since
Whoa.
we were close to the end of our lease, I had decided to put a little stunt before we parted ways. I headed to an exotic plants place near where I live for a bunch of different types of carnivorous plants. I'm talking every single species I could get my hands on. I also got pots and things to hang them around so they look pretty. My roommate wasn't there today, the day I had plenty of time, so I had plenty of time to set the place up. I decided to go into the kitchen and see, since that's where the most of the scolding takes place. I put them everywhere they could go. Whenever she had a plant, I put one right beside it. But to be extra petty, I looked at a, it looked like a greenhouse in there. Honestly, I was pretty proud of my work. I felt like Buddy the Elf had renovated the store. When she got home, she started screaming at me, blowing up, saying that I'm horrible and that I only did that in spite her, which is true, but I don't think I did anything wrong. Am I the asshole for buying carnivorous plants for my vegan roommate? Like, how are you gonna be mad at the plants?
What, as a vegan roommate?
Yeah, like you're mad that she bought carnivorous plants, which, yes, that was petty. She's like, "Ooh, look, plants eat animals,"
Yeah.
or they, I mean, they eat bugs, but okay.
But that's a good plant for the indoor because you want that, right?
Well, not if you're a strict vegan.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, you're right. You're right. I mean, I don't know. I think that's kind of funny because I would be petty like that.
I know it is so petty. I ain't mad at her. Like,
I'm
I
not.
mean, it is so petty, but I'm like, how are you gonna be mad at this person for buying carnivorous plants? They're plants too. Don't you want to protect them?
Yeah. And they protect the house by eating the plants.
And it's just like, and I mean, they're eating meat or some form of amoeba form species or whatever.
Was she mad
So,
enough to not be her roommate anymore?
I mean, she said the lease, end of the lease is coming up. So I'm just like, well, hey.
No. Am I the asshole? I don't think she's the asshole.
No, I don't think so either. I
But
mean, I
then
think she's
again,
petty as hell,
I think she's
but
petty as hell.
I don't think she's an asshole.
Facts, I don't think so either. But then again, I mean, we should ask a vegan, actual vegan person. Like, we're kind of biased.
Yeah,
None of us
that's
are
true.
vegan.
I feel like it definitely, you gotta be careful if someone who's a vegan and stuff, like once they become so preachy, it gets to a point where I feel like it can be pushing your religion on someone else's.
Yeah, true.
So if it's just like if you're a Christian and you're trying to force Christianity on someone, don't do that.
Please
If you're
don't.
like Jewish, Muslim, Buddhist, or anything, like just whatever your way of life, as long as it's not really twisted and evil and
Yeah.
against other people,
Right.
fine, cool. Okay.
Can we talk one before we go to the stories real quick? I mean, the thing that's been pissing me off is the Oscars. So there's like five black people nominated, which is great, you know. But I always have a problem with the Oscars nominating like the same five, seven movies in every category. Like, why is that? Does
Yes.
anybody know why?
There's no diversity. Like the not even just the yeah, it's there's other movies to watch. There's yeah.
It's like it's so weird to me. It's like you literally take five to seven movies and rotate them in each category, and it's like.
Yeah. Is and it is American Fiction, is that was that released too late? I don't know if it was.
No, so what happened? I don't know. I think they had like a select few movie theaters or something, but everybody that's seen it said it was really, really good. I haven't seen it
Yeah.
yet. I do want to see it though, but
Because I was
it
just like, I don't think I saw that nominated for anything, and I heard great things about it.
Yeah, like so what American Fiction did, and a lot of people sometimes do this, is that they buy a certain amount of like theaters so they can be qualified for the Oscars. And I don't know what the qualification is for amount of like theaters you have to be able to play in. So they did just enough to be qualified for the Oscars. And I don't know if they were out for a long time, but you probably didn't really see it because they didn't really have a huge marketing budget. And I think that's because they might have not had the budget for it. I'm not sure if the funds came from Hollywood or if it came from like the crew and all, the people that created it. But yeah, it's just like Origin, Ava DuVernay's new movie, which was really great, by the way. I just saw that she wasn't nominated for an Oscar, and it could be that she didn't use Hollywood to create it. She went around Hollywood and went to nonprofits to create her movie. So yeah.
And that's what I like. So my mom, she would watch Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yeah, that movie is long.
Yeah, she said it took her 2 days to watch it.
Yeah, me too.
I haven't watched it yet, and she
Really
just
good.
sobbed at the
Yeah,
end.
it's
She
really
was
good.
sobbing.
Yeah.
And
Oh yeah,
so,
definitely really good.
and I saw like it wasn't, I know like the Native American woman who, Lily Gladstone, she is nominated.
Yeah, she is.
And I don't know if Robert De Niro is. I know Leo isn't.
No, it's so weird that Leo, like, I know he won an Oscar finally, I think, but
Yeah.
he does not get nominated like that. I'm like,
I know, which I'm just like,
who did he
what?
piss off?
I know. I know.
Yeah,
I
no, Robert
know.
De Niro got nominated for a supporting
Okay.
role. Yeah, he did.
Yeah. And so it honestly, if he wins, I'll be interested if his speech, like, I'll be interested honestly if they go, 'cause if they or if someone else takes their place to accept the award.
Yeah.
Because Robert De Niro, you know, he had an award ceremony or something for Apple, because this is an Apple movie, and his speech was edited on the teleprompter,
Yeah.
and he said, "Okay, yeah, so I see Apple cut my speech, so I'm just going to go ahead and read it. I have a copy here," because he was talking about Native American atrocities and stuff and
Oh.
things that were happening to this day on reservations, and they cut that out.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
They would.
Yeah. And so he said, "Oh, okay, bet. I got my copy in my pocket. So I will read that."
See, that's a, they don't want to give me an Oscar, because if I ever get an Oscar, I'm gonna treat it just like Mean Girls did Lindsay Lohan at the end. I'm gonna be like, I thank you so much for this Oscar, but there's so many other movies out here that I want to acknowledge. So I'm gonna break this Oscar, and I'm probably because it's probably but if I couldn't break it, and I'm gonna pass it out to you, pass it out
Wait,
to you.
how much is it, Oscars or Grammy, that like only costs $15?
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, something like that. It one of those awards, it only costs like $15 to make.
That's crazy. And well, I'm gonna
Yeah.
break it like Lindsay Lohan and pass it around to all the people that deserve Oscars. Okay, well, anyways, that was a side note. I guess we'll go ahead and, pivot to WTF stories. Get ready for the whispers. Get ready for the tales. Get
Yay.
ready for the ride.
Really? Really?
I have to do that, like
It, do you?
doom 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 doom. That the
Oh,
music gets
God.
low. Who went first last time? We never know who went
I
first.
know. I honestly, I don't know.
I can go first, you know.
Okay.
So I picked a story, and this is rather relatively popular. Not popular, but I don't know. I
Okay.
think it is. So it took place in Atlanta. I've been doing a lot of stories, nearby in Georgia and Atlanta. So this is another Atlanta story. And it is the mystery of the disappearing bride. And her
Ooh.
name is Mary Shotwell Little.
Ooh.
You heard of her, Kristen?
No, I don't
Okay.
know this.
Yeah. This is one that I've been reading in the book of Atlanta mysteries that I came across, and I was
Ooh.
like, oh, well, since I'm about to be a bride, this caught my
Oh,
eye.
God.
So I was like, let me read up about this.
Don't go missing, Sydney.
No, I plan not to go missing.
Good,
not at all.
good.
But anyways, let's go ahead and get started on Mary Shotwell Little. So Mary Shotwell Little disappeared from Atlanta on October 14th, 1965. So she has never been found,
Oh my gosh.
despite the efforts of the team of investigators, and these were elite investigators. Investigators were not even able to hone in on any strong suspects as well. No one
What
has
the?
ever learned the truth about what led to her mysterious disappearance.
What?
The case is probably the most bizarre that the city has ever known. And yeah, so that's just a little context of, the case
Oh my
that
gosh.
what happened?
No, I'm ready. Like, I
Oh,
have so many
okay.
questions, and I'm
Like,
trying not to ask these
oh,
questions, and
okay.
I'm just awake.
I was like, oh no, what happened? Okay, so anyway, so Mary, okay, so just get back to the beginning of this, the how this happened. So Mary had moved to Atlanta from Charlotte, North Carolina, where she grew up as like a middle class in a middle class family. And so after she studied her secretarial science, her degree in secretarial science, which is that even a, still a thing?
I think so.
Really? I guess it's just as, you know, being a
I mean, it's
secretary.
an admin,
Yeah.
administrative
Assistant,
professional.
right? Okay. So anyway. Oh my God, was that me or is that you?
Oh,
Oh, that was me.
no.
Sorry, that was me.
What was that?
My picture fell. I was like, what the hell was that?
Oh, God. See, look, now I feel like this is a start of a podcast within a podcast because it's like I can't see you now, but I hear this noise. And I'm like, you say you don't know where D'Angelo is. I'm like, who, what is that, Sydney? Where are you? Are you okay?
Don't know. I was like, that scared the shit out of me too. And I'm like, I can't see you, but now the sound is like way better.
I know. Oh, God. Okay.
So anyways, so Mary, she earned her degree in secretary science at Women's College of the University of North Carolina, and she
Okay.
was hoping to move to New York, but her parents was like, no, it's not safe in New York, and encouraged her to move to Atlanta,
Dang.
where they thought it would be less harm, but ironically, not so much. So when she disappeared, Mary Shotwell Little was 25 years old, and she had been married for only 6 weeks to the bank examiner Roy Little. One of the, on the day of his wife's appearance, Roy was in LaGrange. Is that in Georgia, right? LaGrange, Georgia.
Yeah.
Completing his auditor training for the state banking department. So Mary was planning like a big old party. We're in at their apartment, which was located in Decatur, to welcome him back from work on October 14th. Mary went to the grocery store and she was shopping. She met up with a co-worker named Isla Stack. I think that's a Isla, yeah, Isla Stack. And for dinner at the Piccadilly cafeteria. Remember Piccadilly? And this was located in Lenox Square Shopping Center in Buckhead. According to her friend, she was in a high spirits during the dinner, spoke about how happy she was in the marriage to Roy. And then Mary left the restaurant about 8 p.m. and walked back to her car alone and was never seen or heard from again. So,
God.
Mary Shotwell Little, just some clues about her or about her appearance. So, she was 5 feet 6 inches tall. She weighed about 120 pounds. She had light brown hair and green hazel eyes. At the time of her disappearance, she was wearing a long sleeve olive green cotton dress, printed with white flowers on it. And she also wore a white London fog raincoat, flat shoes, and platinum wedding ring, a solitaire engagement ring, a Women's College of the University of North Carolina class ring, and a bracelet as well. And she was carrying a John Romaine purse. So Mary worked at the CS Bank, which is now known as Nations Bank in Atlanta. When she did not show up for work the next day and did not call sick, her boss got concerned because it was not, you know, she was a very diligent employee. Her boss, Eugene Rackley, called Mary's home and spoke to her landlady, who informed her that Mary didn't come to pick up her new daily newspaper or morning newspaper. So he was like, okay. And then he called the friend who she went to Piccadilly's with, Isla Stack. And she said the friend who she dined with remembered that Mary's car, a new metallic pearl gray Mercury Comet, had been parked in a parking lot during the previous evening's dinner. So security searched for the car, but notified Rackley that they could not find it. So he got really frustrated and was like, you know what, I'm gonna go to Lenox Square and look for myself. So he drove around, and a few minutes later he found Mary's car in the yellow section of a lot and notified police. No one remembers.
Okay,
Okay.
so since this is the husband doing all this,
No, this is not the husband. This is the boss. Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, this is the
Never
boss.
mind.
Yeah, she didn't show up for work the next day, and so the boss got concerned and
Oh,
was
okay.
like, yeah, it was like, yeah, this is not her. So he went on a whole search, like a 24-hour search of like her whereabouts. So he actually found the car and he notified police. No one remembers seeing her in the parking lot. No one remembers seeing the car in the parking lot overnight. Or the start of the business of the next morning. And it was later discovered that the license plate on Mary's car was not the legally tagged plate that it had originally carried. Instead, it now had
What?
plates, yeah, stolen from North Carolina. which may explain why the
What?
security guards initially failed to recognize the car. Yeah, so the plates were switched out.
That's crazy.
So mysterious
That's
clues.
premeditated for sure.
Yeah, like that's what I said when I read it. I was like, oh, okay. Somebody planned the
Oh,
heck out of this.
hell yeah.
So mysterious clues. There was a distinct layer of red dust on the car, indicating that it had been driven on a dirt road. Mary's four bags of groceries were still inside, along with a packet of Mary's Kent cigarettes and a bottle of Coke. More disturbingly, also inside the vehicle, neatly folded on the console, were a slip panties and girdle, a bra, and one stocking laid on the floor of the car. The stocking appeared to have been slashed with a knife. The underwear was identified as belonging to Mary and appeared to have been recently worn. Mary's dress, coat, purse, and jewelry, as well as her car keys, were missing and never been located. The car also revealed more disturbing clues, which were specks of blood on the underwear. Blood was also smeared, like, on the steering wheel, on the driver's side door, around the handle, inside the passenger side window. And, like, it was so, like, it was blood kind of like on different significant parts of the car, but it wasn't like a large amount. It was like equivalent to a nosebleed. So yeah, which made me think of when I read that, I was like, okay, so if it's like a nosebleed, maybe somebody was cleaning and they just missed some areas. I don't know. They didn't do a good job cleaning the blood.
Yeah, I wonder. And then but I also think, like, what if someone hit her,
Yeah.
like, in the nose, and she had a bloody nose.
Yeah, true. That is true. Yeah, so it could be any. So investigators soon learned that Mary's gasoline credit card had been used in North Carolina the day following her disappearance. The first time it was used, yeah, so it was used at a gas station near her hometown in Charlotte at Esso Station. The second time was about 12 hours later at an Esso station, another one in Raleigh. The credit card slip were signed by Mrs. Roy H. Little, and Mary's usual signature, and the handwriting was authenticated, so it was actually her handwriting. So, of course, now that
What?
they saw that the gas station card, I mean the credit card, was being used at these gas stations, of course they went to go question the clerks and the attendants there. And
Right.
so the young women remembered, so the attendants at both of the gas stations remembered seeing a young woman accompanied by one or two middle-aged men who seemed to be giving her instructions. They also reported that the woman seemed to have a minor head injury, so that could be like where the speck of blood,
Oh.
yeah, and had blood stains on her hands and legs. One of the attendants also said that the woman seemed to be trying to hide her face and made attempt to ask for no help. Yeah. So, which was like, okay, I mean, I don't know. Like, if you see
Yeah.
somebody in distress, would you still call for help? I don't know. Is that,
Yeah, that's a good question.
you
I
still
don't
report
know.
it?
I always wonder, like, if, like, hearing about these situations and you see something,
Yeah.
like, you, I mean, nowadays I probably would just call 911 and be like, yo,
Yeah,
I
true.
think there's something going on.
I mean, I believe it because a lot of people like try not to get in people's business because they don't want to be, you know, it's like snitching or whatever. I don't know. But I would think if that looks kind of alarming, you know, you might want to, the way they're describing it, it would have been like, you know, maybe I should call the police or something.
And if they start leaving, I would try to find something to talk to the woman about. Like, oh my God, I love your dress. Where'd you get it
Yeah,
from?
right.
Can I learn more about that?
Something. So, by the evening of October 15th, a recent photo of a young brunette was on every TV screen and newspaper. Search parties combed the Buckhead and Atlanta areas. Posters were offering like rewards of 1,000 or 3,000 were posted all over the state. So now we're gonna get into some possible threats. So during the investigation, it came to light that Mary may not, after all, have been the carefree young, like happy newlywed wife, you know. One of her old high school friends from Charlotte told the authorities that Mary had recently spoke of her fear of being home alone and strangely of being alone in her car, which is weird. Yeah,
What?
several of yeah, right. Several of Mary's co-workers also remember that she had received a number of phone calls at work that seemed to leave her shaken and distressed.
Oh.
Yeah. And so on one occasion, it was reported that she told the caller, "I'm a married woman now." And
Oh.
yeah, she added, "You can come over to my house anytime, but I can't come over there."
Oh.
Don't know what that's about. Detectives also discovered that shortly before her disappearance, Mary had received a delivery of red roses from an anonymous admirer. Although the police traced the flowers to a florist not far from Mary's home, they were unable to obtain any information about the person who ordered them. This is all preordained because they planned the heck out of this, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just seems like it's a little too planned. So,
This is crazy.
of course, you know, they're going to suspect a little bit about the husband. So, right. Roy Little as a suspect. Roy and Mary had met the year before at Georgia Tech, Alabama football game. After dating for almost a year, the two married and moved into the Belvedere apartments in South Decatur. So they were only dating for a year. Police, of course, investigated Roy for possible involvement in his wife's disappearance. They were surprised to find that many of Mary's friends and former roommates disliked the man so much that they had refused to attend the wedding. Wow, okay. Investigators became suspicious when Roy seemed to show little concern about his wife Mary's disappearance, and also because he refused to take a lie detector test on a number of occasions. So, despite the cold feelings, police could not pinpoint him because he had a airtight, you know, alibi, and there was also no signs of disharmony in their marriage, and Roy had nothing to gain from his wife's death. So they kind of ruled him out. And so this last little tidbit, and so, you know, after they ruled him out, they, you know, and they hired some more investigators, elite investigators that were like one by the name of a homicide detective, Atlanta homicide detective by the name of WK Jack Perry, who's a native in of Atlanta. So he's like known to, you know, solve high profile cases like cold cases and things like that, but he could not hone in on any suspects for this case. And so they just end up becoming a cold case. Nobody ever solved it. But something strange happened in the
Crazy.
future in May in 1967. A woman by the name of
What?
Diane Shields was found murdered as well. So she also, so the thing that was so strange about this was that Diane Shields was
Whoa.
also like a newly, you remember, do you know that name? Diane Shields?
No,
Oh,
I feel
okay.
like I should.
No. Okay, so like just like what was so strange is that Diane was also a newlywed, I believe, and she also worked at the CS Bank. Yeah, it was kind of
What?
weird. So it was the same bank, you know, that Mary worked
It
at.
was the boss. It was the boss.
You think so?
I don't know,
Oh my God, I
but
didn't even think about that. It could be the boss. That would be a good movie. Yeah, it could be the boss. You never know.
it
She
was crazy.
never, so like again, Diane, you know, she was riding around a Chevy Impala, and she never arrived at home on May 19th, 1967. It was also known that Diane Shields also re received some flowers from a mysterious stranger while employed at the bank, the same bank. She also disappeared like at her car. A 9-foot trail of blood led to the car as well. She was fully clothed, but they actually found Diane. So like Diane was actually found in the trunk of her car, and it wasn't reported that she was sexually assaulted. She was fully clothed and all that, but she was strangled to death.
That's passion.
You think so?
Strangling to death is usually a crime of passion, or I mean, if you're using your bare hands, usually, but I mean, if you do
Wow.
a, mafia necktie, that thing with the rope on the back.
That's what I was thinking.
But I don't know that. I don't know. I think I think it's a boss.
You think so? I wouldn't say that was a, I would say, yeah, that sounds, you know, that does sound like
Don't
accurate.
know. I feel like he probably, I don't know. It could have been something where he fell in love hard for someone and or obsessive kind of situation and wanted them to be in a relationship with them, him, but they're like, no, I'm married. I can't do this. What we did was fun, but now we're co-workers.
Yeah, that's weird. Like, and another thing with Diane Schill, she also was reported that she had the same roommate as Mary,
What?
at one time. It's so weird. So the
That's
roommate
crazy.
was Chandra Green for several months. They both had her. Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, but the police concluded that the two cases were unrelated, like the disappearance of the young bride, the Shields murder was never has never been solved as well. So, but they were able to find her body. But yeah, that's weird. I guess, well, that's the end for me, but yeah.
I wonder now if they're able to use any DNA from that, because they have to be able to use that, the blood samples, if they save that, if they're
Oh,
able to go through that.
that's true. I don't know.
And I know like so much of this stuff is in backlog, like it's they can't do all this forensic stuff, which I'm just like,
Why not? Technology
they
is
don't
like
have the
so.
manpower.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I'm just like, I feel like there can be a whole grant project from the states or cities to be able to house graduate students to be able to do this
Yeah.
using this forensic specialist, Danielle. Hello.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, our friend Danielle. Like, no, I think so too. Like, I don't know. I just thought that was really weird because it could actually be the boss now that she said so, because it's like
Yeah.
you have two women that work at the same bank and you're able to, they're both like newlyweds and married and they're just disappearing and nobody's finding like what's going on with their case. Like nobody's finding why they're not disappearing, but they're dying. And nobody's finding out who's murdering these kids. I mean, kids, I mean, these women and their cars, you know? And so they said Mary was scared to be in the car. Like, well, I wish you'd be scared to be in the car. Not unless somebody was
Something
following her.
happened. Yep. Boss is something. He knows where she's at. Cause I mean, he knows her car. If he
Yeah.
was able to find her car so quickly.
That's true.
Yeah. And plus, how was he able to find her car so quickly without the license plate? With like the license
Ooh.
plate change. You didn't think like he's just like, yeah, this is her car, but even though the license plate's changed,
Like, cause
I
like,
solved it.
no, like,
GBI,
cause
you're
like, cause
welcome.
he knows like a certain like what if like cause you know like some cars have like scars on it like a bang because he probably banged her to the car. I need
Probably.
to make a movie about that.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah,
But GBI, you're welcome. I solved this for
it's a bob.
you. Yeah.
But yeah, that was my story.
Okay.
Mary Shotwell Little.
It was unsolved until Kristen heard it. It
Yeah,
became
you need
solved.
to go work for GBI, Kristen.
There you go. All
You really do.
Well, I have an unsolved mystery also.
Oh.
But it's speculation because people think they know what happened.
Oh.
Yeah, this has all started because I got a TikTok. I saw a TikTok of this girl. Her account name is Ashley. It is spelled Ashly.
A
That's
wait
her
what
username.
A
Ashly.
oh no E
Yeah. That's just her username on TikTok. I don't know if that's just how
okay
she spells it.
yeah
Yeah. So she's just like, hey, my mom, who went by the name of Strawberry Daiquiri, was a popular stripper in the early 2000s.
I knew you were about to say that.
In the early 2000s in Detroit, she was murdered by a drive-by shooting. I believe
Oh.
Tamara Green was shot 7 times.
Oh.
Yes. And nobody has gone to jail for this.
What?
And yes, and she says that the former mayor of Detroit, Kwame Kilpatrick, is behind her mother's death.
Oh, nah, I need to know. I need to know about this. I need to know about
So,
this.
Kwame Kilpatrick, let me see, this guy, he was elected into Detroit mayor, office of mayor, on New Year's Day 2002, youngest mayor to take office at the age of 31. I'm not going to talk too much about him because he's really like this bamboozle credit card fraud, like stealing money from different places and using it to make himself richer.
Oh, really? The mayor?
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. I just
He's
want to know if
pretty
this was
crooked.
like ever, like, did this information get leaked before he became mayor?
No.
Okay.
No. This happened while he was mayor. Just saying.
Oh.
Yeah. Hold on.
Hold
So,
on.
he is, New Year's Day 2022, 2002, and he's like making all these things like with Detroit Zoo. He closed the zoo and aquarium because of city budget problems, and the city council overrides this veto for the budget. And during this time, people are saying, and I'm scrolling through like social media and hearing people talk about this time while he was in office, that they said trash was all on the streets, like
What?
sanitation workers weren't getting their jobs done, and it was just like there was nothing being done for the city. And he gets reelected in 2005.
What?
And so,
Are people
yeah.
voting? This is why voting matters. Are people
I
voting,
know.
though?
I know. I
'Cause
know.
people can literally win by 1,000 votes if nobody's voting. If same 1,000 people are like voting. Yeah.
Yeah. So there it's a lot. He's doing a lot. That's the name of it. So, Kwame Kilpatrick, he
Okay.
was a party boy.
A
He
party
wanted to be
boy?
down with the team. Yeah,
Oh God.
he had a party, allegedly. This party, yeah. The mayor mansion is called the Mingguean Mansion. And so it's the architectural historian needs want to talk about it because it's really fancy. It was built in 1928. Great. Cool place and so looking place. But so allegedly Kwame Kilpatrick hosted a party. There were a lot of people there, a lot of strippers, drugs, alcohol,
Uh-oh, strippers, mother.
and his wife was out of town. And it had been speculated and rumored that Tamara Green, aka Strawberry, has been seen with him, like he was in a relationship with her. And so Kwame's wife, what's her name? Other page, Carlita, she enters the party. And this is all coming from Tamika Ruffin, who was a stripper at the party. And
Oh.
a lot of people aren't talking about it. So I don't know how accurate this is because so many people say, because like the girl who, her story on TikTok, she said she was a stripper at a time, and she said in that industry, a lot of the people there still know who she is and knew her mother. They won't talk about her mother at all.
Oh, what?
Yeah, they know something.
Is it because he like just like hushed him up or something?
Well, we don't know.
Okay, keep going.
So yeah, at the party, Tamika says, Ruffin, she says that there were police officers in attendance as well as some city council members. There are marijuana, cocaine. This all occurred in 2002. So Kilpatrick's wife, the mayor's wife, Carlita, she comes in, sees this party going on in her house. She's like, what the heck? And then she sees Tamara Green giving her husband a lap dance and begins punching her and assaulting her and just yeah. And then allegedly she like falls on the table, somehow like a wood leg from a table or a piece of wood or something gets into the mix, and she starts hitting her with that.
Uh-oh.
And so it's just like, oh my God, what the heck is going on? So there, Tamira is able to leave eventually, and nothing really comes through about it. But Tamira Green, it is said she was in a car with a known drug dealer who owed
Oh.
a $50 debt.
$50?
The 50,000.
Oh, okay. I was like
Yeah. Yes. And and from what her daughter said, she said that her mother was gunned down with police issued guns.
Oh.
And it's the police that shot the car up. And it's just like, and we know, I mean, we've watched so many different documentaries about, crooked cops, especially in Detroit.
Oh yeah, a lot. Yeah,
And so
definitely.
it's just like,
I love those movies. I'm not gonna lie.
yeah, same. So allegedly, like, Kwame, he didn't want to pay Tamira hush money because she was going to talk about stuff. That's what's speculated. And so he issued her to be killed.
Oh.
But there's no proof or anything. There's no, nobody has come forward. Nobody has actually,
Really?
like, nobody saw us nothing. Like, that night of the murder, they saw nothing.
Is that that we're back to the
And
thing that I was
so
talking about
it's,
earlier, the snitch culture.
yes, it's
Yeah.
crazy. So we're going to, I guess, where are we going to? 2015. Ten. 2010. Kilpatrick's been indicted on charges for extortion, bribery, and fraud. He
Oh.
is sentenced to jail. Let's see, 28 years in prison on October 10th, 2013.
Oh.
And but yeah, that's because that's extortion and everything. Like, it's nothing to do with Tamir's murder or anything. Oh, and also, let's not forget, I'm forgetting something. While he's in office, he is having a whole-on relationship with his chief of staff. And there's the text.
Wait, there was a what?
And it's just like he's talking about text messages of their
Oh,
conversations
the
that leaked
leaked? Oh,
after
wow.
these years. And so this is his chief of staff he was in a relationship with. And they're talking about sleeping with each other in each other's offices. Like, oh, are your office or mine?
Oh,
Just
wow.
like, I can't wait to see you. And he asked her, he's like, will you marry me? She said, yes. When? He said, I don't know when, but all I know is I want you to be your wife, want you to be my wife, and I want to be your husband. So whenever our lives permit, one day you will marry me.
Oh,
And
wow.
so this is just like, bro, you got a whole wife. Allegedly, you've been sleeping with this stripper. Like, what is going on here? He's just crooked.
Yeah, well, it's such a thing that mayors have. They sleep with their staff. I don't, that's
Yeah.
sad.
I don't know why. I
I
don't
don't know
know
why
why.
either.
Yeah. So, he was sentenced, what did I say, for 28 years? Well, guess what happened on January 20th, 2021?
Don't tell me you got out early.
Well, he is friends with President Donald Trump at this time. And he was able to pardon his prison time and he was released.
That is crazy. That is crazy.
And so he has also made note that he would like to run for office again. However, he will not be able to run for office in Michigan until 2033. But since his release,
How old
he
is
has
he?
become. How old is he?
Good God. I mean,
He was.
granted, our culture is you can stay in the office for like until you're 90, until
He's
you die
53.
out. Good God. So by 33, he's gonna be 10 years old. Okay, well.
So he's 53. He'll still be technically young compared to
Yeah,
everybody else.
exactly. That's what I was like, oh.
Yeah. And what was I looking at? Because his post-release stuff. Yeah. So he has been ordained, become an ordained minister, motivational speaker, consultant, certified character coach. Are you serious? And a
Yeah.
guest speaker at the Black Agenda Movement.
Wow.
And he, yeah, it's just insane. He's remarried, has like a whole family, and the like his house. Where is it? Just like his wife bought like this $8 million house
Oh, wow.
in Michigan, and they're just like living up this golden life. And he's like
Just
posting
like,
motivational speeches
oh
and stuff, and
God,
it's
that's why we hate the internet, because
just
you can
like
be whoever the freak you want to be, you know.
and it has this whole movement, and I, because I got on like a twisted side, I was able to see like, you know, what we were talking about, the different sides of certain topics, and I saw people saying like how they hated him. And people saying like, oh, he's an amazing speaker, he's so inspirational.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know. He could be just one of those narcissist people who are able to play the crowd and play the victim.
Yeah, like dead ass.
Yeah.
That's a talent. I mean, that's a skill.
Yeah. And I mean, for him to pick a career goal of instead of going in the shadows and just like living your life, being quiet, like, okay, yeah, I messed up. You're gonna go back in the front and be a motivational speaker.
Yeah.
And for people to like listen to you and hang on your every word, nah, that's giving major narcissism.
He's real bold. Like, it's just like, well,
Real bold.
it would explain why him and Donald Trump are like friends, because he's a narcissist too.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's crazy. It's just these toxic,
Narcissist supports other narcissists.
godlike. Yeah.
Think it's
So yeah,
crazy.
that and you know, Tamara Greene's murder is unsolved. And Ashley, she has like a lot of her page. She talks about it and says, like, you know, I didn't know much about my mother growing up.
Oh.
Nobody talked to her, talked about her because it was just taboo.
Oh.
And it's just like, and she was really upset because she was saying how the man who may have something to do with my mother's death is being released because of Donald Trump. And
Wait, what's okay? What was his name? The mayor's name again?
Kwame Kilpatrick.
Kilpatrick. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like, yeah, I definitely heard that name before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely remember him.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So I was just like, are you serious? This was.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
He's a Democratic Party.
I know, right?
Oh, wow, I didn't know that. Yeah,
Yeah.
I see it here. What happened to Tamar Green? Oh God, somebody had to do a movie on this. This is a
Yeah.
Lifetime movie for sure.
It is. And it's just like it's crazy.
Yeah.
And it's so recent. And I'm like,
Well, actually, I would say, because I did say that this past week when I was watching Tubi, like Tubi's like the black Lifetime movie. So maybe it would be a Tubi movie.
Yeah,
That's
that's
it.
true.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. Wow.
These are
So
two
we
movies
both talked
about
about
like,
missing people or unsolved murders.
yeah, Kristen, like, what is up with that? Like,
Don't
it's
know.
getting kind of creepy how we just like align.
Well, next week I am doing a ghost story.
Yeah, I'm gonna do a tale. I just didn't have
Okay.
time to do more research on it this week.
Yeah, because I've been, you know, I was going in alphabetical order, so I was like, okay. And this story came up. I was like, it's Detroit. I got to.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good
So,
story.
yeah. Yeah,
Wow.
so.
Tamar Green. Tamar Green. That mofo. I can't believe. Oh my God.
Yeah, so.
Well. That was I enjoyed our stories this week. I'm not gonna lie.
Thanks. I enjoyed yours. All
Yeah,
right. So we need a palate cleanser.
yep. Go ahead, take it away, Kristen.
did you hear people are saying Gen Z are like aging like spoiled milk?
I fucking heard that. I did freaking hear. Oh my God, I saw that. I was like, yeah, I don't. Why do you think that?
Well, I saw something and this girl was talking about it. She's like, okay, think about this. Millennials grew up on chicken nuggets, high C, Tang, stuff full of preservatives, but wasn't necessarily too bad. Like it wasn't boomer bad stuff, but it was all preservatives. But then Gen Z, you know, they got Michelle Obama's lunches that were organic and healthy stuff. And they were raised by people who are more conscious of what was being fed. So I don't know. I think once millennials are elderly, I think we are preserved from the inside out.
Yeah, maybe.
So I was just like, yeah, okay. Embalming process
Know.
started early.
It's maybe because they're like, well, I don't really so I don't know. Like, how are Gen Zs? I do talk to Gen Zs. They just seem like, I feel like they just skip like the whole process of like college and have being a kid, and they're just out here, thugging it, like, like. They're
Yeah,
like,
I know. I feel like, and I saw like there's not a lot of tween stores anymore. Because remember, we had like Limited 2
yeah, that's
and
true.
different stuff. Like they didn't have that. Like I don't think there's that. Like people, I mean, Gen Alpha, that's this younger
Yeah, the
generation.
boom,
Like they're right now bombarding Sephora and Ulta, like asking for retinol products and whatnot.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, it's like Gen Z's kind of had the parents that just like said, fuck it, put makeup on at 10, and then they grew up on Instagram, and everything was like kind of popular then with the internet and social media. So it's like now everybody has a phone by like 5, and so it's like, yeah, put makeup on, do your videos for the gram and TikTok. And so so now that
And
stuff is
even
like
people,
backfiring them.
yeah. I mean, have you seen Kylie Jenner recently?
Yeah, like she always look old.
Gosh, and because like her filler is now dropping to her chin, like
I
her
forget
cheeks.
she's a Gen Z.
Oh,
Let me
yeah,
look
because
at
she
her.
looks like she's the oldest. Courtney is the oldest. She's the oldest.
How old is Kylie?
40?
Shut up. What's everybody always, every time they put a phone a picture out of Kylie, it'd be like, who's this old ass lady on my timeline? Like, y'all gotta stop doing Kylie so bad. Maybe, well, Kylie's like, let me look up her age, but she's like an
I
example of what
know.
I'm like, she's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. Like, she got fucking plastic
Ain't no
surgery
way
at
she's
18.
26. Ain't no way she's 26.
Yeah, so she got plastic surgery at 18. Like, come on, like,
Oh.
you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like Gen Z's was like getting plastic surgery at 16, and then when they got to middle school, they were like, okay, let's try this lipstick, and the
I guess so.
so now,
She looks twice her age.
yeah, well, she's an older Gen Z, really.
I guess that 97 is that cusp because my
Yeah, it
cousin,
is.
she's 97. I'm like, where do you belong? She said, I don't know.
Yeah, because like,
She's like, I don't know if I'm a millennial or Gen Z.
it's the
I'm
people
like,
that are like 22 that look like they're freaking our age, 33. I'd be looking at them like,
So
girl. But I mean, like, it seemed like the older you get, the younger you looking. I don't know.
I guess, I mean, the only one, Kendall, I can't stand her, but she looks her age.
Oh, really, Kendall? Let me see. Yeah. Wait, why you can't stay at Kendall? What did she
I don't
do?
know. She's so she did something, and
Like,
I'm just like, you ain't with the cause, you ain't with the people. So, and her whole tequila brand, I was just like,
I'll
ugh.
say tequila. I'm very fragile right now. Like, I'm trying to finish it off. I'm trying to finish it off. I'm very
February,
fragile.
we got plans on February.
Yeah, we do. We gotta go like to
February
brunch or
1st,
something. Like, we're going
we
to
gonna
happy
be
hour.
out.
I'll figure out
I'm trying
something.
not to be that type of guy. Like, as soon as the cutoff and I'm down in a bottle, I'm trying not to be that guy, but Lord
Gonna
knows.
count down to midnight again.
Yeah, and take my first shot. Trying not to be that guy. No, before we go, another palate cleanser. Somebody said, like, Chloe put out a picture, and somebody said in the comments, why is she looking black now?
Oh, damn. Damn.
It was like she actually
Damn.
looked black. I was like, on that note, let me
Right.
go.
See, I don't know.
I didn't want to make fun of the Kardashians, but it was funny. Some of them comments be funny.
They do be funny. I don't know. Sometimes they deserve that stuff.
Yeah, sometimes they do. So thank you so much, guys, for tuning into WTF Podcast. Hope you liked it. If you want to shout us out, hit us up on the email, WTFpodcast11@gmail.com.
Yay. And
Yeah.
we'll see you guys next week and holla at you.
Yeah, holler at you guys. Peace out, homies.
Bye.